In 1802, Thomas Jefferson introduced macaroni and cheese to these United States at a state dinner. And 219 years later, Noodles & Company is pairing its Wisconsin mac and cheese with truffs, bold hot sauce. And joining us now is the Noodles & Company CEO, Dave Benninghausen. And Dave, thank you for joining us here. Great to see you. We're going to get to the mac and cheese announcement in a minute, but I want to focus on the job numbers today. We added 119,000 jobs in food services and drinking establishments. And I guess this might be good news for you because I'm looking at your website, plastered across the very top of it. I want to read this. It says, "We're hiring nationwide from flexible and fun part-time jobs to lifelong careers. Apply now." So absolutely. Is this good news for you?
Yeah, absolutely it is. What we said in the earnings call and what we absolutely believe is that over the last couple of weeks and then actually into the last month, we're starting to see a bit of a turnaround in terms of the staffing situation. There's a bit of challenges as we kind of exited August, went into September, but we're seeing people come back to work. And we've been fortunate at Noodles that we've come into this kind of staffing challenge with lower turnover, better retention than most of our peers. And the last interview said the same thing, the importance of culture and values. We've leaned heavily into that, and we're seeing some great results from that.
Good news. Today, Noodles & Company launched a collaboration with Truffs Bold Hot Sauce. Can you break down for us what exactly this mac and cheese dish is? And is your hope to lure in customers for this limited time offering?
Sure. And have you had Truffs sauce before?
I have not, but I heard it's pretty spicy.
It is outstanding. It's a great mix of agave nectar, ripe chili peppers, and then black truffle. Just an incredible sauce. One of our first collaborations really for our core dish. So mac and cheese is our best seller, kind of what we're famous for. And bringing in this collaboration with Truffs sauce, we're already a very digital-focused brand. We're very young, Generation Z, millennial-friendly, and just a great partnership for us to really showcase the adventurousness and the excitement of our brand and pair it with something as mouth-watering as mac and cheese. So we're very excited about this collaboration, digital only, for the next few weeks.
Well, I just want to turn it back to late. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So I was just going to ask you really quickly about inflationary pressure. So many sectors have faced them, particularly the food and beverage sector with rising commodity prices and labor costs as well. Have you had to pass off any of those costs to the end users, to the consumer?
Yeah, we're certainly not immune to the challenges. We've been fortunate that as we did our Q3 results, we showed 270 basis point restaurant level margin expansion. Part of that has been through price. So we did do just north of 5% price during the third quarter. It's a bit higher than what we typically do, but we've been fortunate. Again, our basket from a commodity perspective, pretty well balanced. So we haven't had quite as much of the pressures that others have seen in proteins, things along the like. And similar on the labor inflation side, we've had better turnover, so we've been able to maintain that. So yes, we have gone to the menu board a little bit more than what we've done historically, but fortunately, we've come at it from a place of a really strong value proposition.
Dave, there are about 450 locations of Noodles & Co. The one nearest to us in New York is in a mall. How many of your locations are in malls, and how are you staffing up those locations as we head way into the holidays? And what sort of foot traffic are you seeing there?
Sure. So that restaurant in Westbury Plaza, one of our highest volume restaurants, hopefully they do a great job for you. We're very few restaurants actually are mall-based. Typically, if we're in a mall-type center, we'll be on an out parcel, we'll be closer to the street. We're seeing greater foot traffic in general across all segments of our business. So we've seen urban restaurants in particular have had kind of outsized growth in the last couple of months relative to where they were earlier in COVID. But we tend to be a suburban brand, not necessarily in retail centers like malls, but what's exciting is we're seeing 70% plus of our pre-COVID in-restaurant sales return. While that's happened, our digital sales and what we kind of gained during COVID, we've actually been able to maintain, if not grow from that.
And Dave, you also recently reported the Nourish and Inspire impact. You noted that with menu innovation, you're really looking to, relate to offer different offerings to the entire family with zoodles and cauliflower noodles. But how many customers are exactly going to those options? And is there a change here that we're seeing?
Yeah, we are seeing that you need to really balance both of them. So we just had our most recent introduction before trough was tortelloni, which much more centered towards kind of our higher frequency guests, that person that's desiring comfort, something that's indulgent. But in the meantime, we've also been innovating around cauliflower, around zucchini noodles. That's right now about 10 to 15% of our mix. And we do see that it really allows there to not be a veto vote. That if somebody in their family is on a diet, they can have that zucchini noodle, low carb, low calorie, great taste. And at the same time, their kid might get the buttered noodles or the mac and cheese. So feel that variety continues to be one of the strengths of our brand, and the ability to be able to offer healthy to indulgent has been a big part of our success the last few years.
Dave, I wish I hadn't skipped lunch here. Dave Benninghausen, the Noodles & Company CEO. Thanks for joining us today.